Hi everyone, welcome to Safe Talks. I'm here with Jonathan, and we're here to discuss the differences between 4-Wing 5 and 5-Wing 4.
So 4s are part of the heart or image center, and so they feel that they do not exist if the persona of unique disauthenticity is not affirmed by other people. They need to be told at least 3 times a day that they are special, that they are artistic, or that they are different from others. 5s, meanwhile, belong to the head or thinking triad, so they don't feel as dependent on others for their own existence, but for support and reassurance. 5s fear being overwhelmed by the perceived chaos of the environment and the other world, and they have an anxiety that comes from being hypersensitive to intrusion.
And so both Enneagram types are withdrawn types in the Hornavian triad, along with the type 9, which means that they move away from others to protect their own needs. And they reduce and prioritize their own wants and needs, as there is an expectation that they likely will not get everything they want in life. The difference is that 4s withdraw into the heart and away from the body and head, while the 5 withdraws into the head and away from the body and heart. In other words, they both tend to physically withdraw and remove themselves from uncomfortable situations, for instance, by going to the privacy of their room. But the 4 is more likely to explore and process their own feelings through art, music, poetry, etc. when they do, while the 5 is simply seeking a quiet place to think more clearly and emotionally distance themselves.
Now onto the harmonics triad. The 4 is a reactive, authentic type, while the 5 is an impersonal and competitive type. So the 4s are more inclined to feel that their immediate emotional reactions to a situation are authentic. They desire more to have their emotions validated, and they're more likely to try and keep their emotions alive through art, through protest, or even simply through melodrama. The 5s, meanwhile, are more suspicious of emotions in general. They're less likely to see emotions as valid or to want emotional validation. And usually they want to be emotionally detached so they can observe things more objectively. 4s are passionate about emotions and see them as central to their existence. 5s tend to view emotions as a form of data at best and as distraction or even a threat at worst.
And in the realm of object relations, 4s are idealist, frustrated types, while 5s are power-seeking rejection types. 4s have a sense of ideal art, ideal beauty, and ideal authenticity that they project onto the world and onto other people. And they become frustrated when those ideals are either not met or are met but prove to be disappointing. They have a sense that the grass is always greener on the other side, which relates to the underlying envy of the type 4. The 5s, meanwhile, are more concerned with their own sensitivity to rejection and feelings of overwhelm, and they try to compensate for this by gaining power through knowledge, which gives them a sense that they will not be rejected by others who need them for their knowledge and expertise, and that their knowledge can help them survive or preempt rejection by making them more self-sufficient and not so reliant on others in the first place.
Now, we're looking at the instinctual subtypes. Social 4s want to look unique for group status, for recognition, for honor, and for exclusivity. And they tend to believe that they need to hide their social shame to be accepted by those who are above them. Social 5s, on the other hand, want to be seen as the expert of their respective group or community, or to be the expert in a group of other experts. Both of them can have an elitist quality when it comes to their social relations, being drawn to exclusive clubs or to niche interest groups. But the 4 is more attracted to the image of belonging to something unique, as well as the opportunity to express themselves in special ways, while the 5s are more concerned with finding others who appreciate the depth of their knowledge and who can offer greater depth themselves.
When considering romantic relationships and the sexual instinct, if a 4's love life has a bad ending, then they will often dwell on it for a long time afterwards, either become nostalgic for past times or nursing bitterness towards the past partner, regardless of which of them ended it, and expressing their emotions on the subject through artistic outlets. 5s, on the other hand, are more prone to cutting off their feelings in such situations, telling the other person, as well as themselves, that they don't love them, or even never love them, and trying to be more intellectual and detached about their past love affairs.
And with regards to their lifestyles and with the self-preservation instinct, the self-preservators tend to be more fussy, more tenacious, more counter-dependent, and they tend to believe they must suffer to earn love and resources, or they resign themselves to the persona of someone who cannot rely on others for help at all, and they must take care of themselves due to their supposed special defects. The self-preserving 5s, on the other hand, become more focused on hoarding knowledge and resources, and they believe that they have to rely on themselves for knowledge and themselves for their intellect, for survival and prosperity. They're often treating their home as their castle because they fear that intrusion by others will interfere with their intellectual hobbies and with their introverted lifestyle.
When considering the differences between 4-wing 5 and 5-wing 4 specifically, we can see the 4-wing 5 as having a mindset akin to an expressive artist, while the 5-wing 4 has the mentality of an art scholar. You can see this as emotions versus thinking about emotions. This is not about what they actually do as a profession. Any type can potentially be an artist or a scholar, but it is simply about how their personalities are inclined to look at things. Both the 4-wing 5 and the 5-wing 4 have elitist qualities and aspirations to them. But the 4 is more concerned with being seen as elite and enjoys the persona of belonging to an exclusive group, relationship, or lifestyle, while the 5-wing 4 is more inclined to be elite through having a deeper and more exclusive knowledge that other people either don't possess or possess but do not understand to the same depth as the 5. And they wish to be assured that their superior knowledge will get them a sense of security in groups, relationships, or in life. That was a summary on the differences between these two types. And so if you enjoy this video, feel free to like and subscribe or share this video. And if you have an Enneagram topic that you'd like explored, feel free to comment it in the description box below, and we may touch on it one day. All right, so thanks for watching. We'll see you all in the next one. Bye.